This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Well, you're listening to Popular Science Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show brought to you in part by Subaru. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. People who own those cars love them. Love them, love them. So, late flu season this year. Don't ask me why. Fortunately, knock on wood, I've not gotten it, which means now I will get it, and which kind of sucks. But what can we do about that? Well, we have Dr. Bill Schaffner. He is medical director of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases and was the chairman of the Department of Preventative Medicine at Vanderbilt University in Nashville. He is now a professor of infectious diseases. And guess what? We also have etiquette expert and author Lizzie Post. Now, Lizzie is the great, great granddaughter of etiquette guru Emily Post, and they have like 25 books out on etiquette. And the most recent one, Emily, or I should say Lizzie, from the Emily Post series, is called what? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Well, one of our most recent books is our 18th edition of The Big Book of Etiquette, and we're actually currently revising it to get our 19th edition out in 2017.
So here's a funny thing. I mean, we're going to talk to both you and Dr. Schaffner about this because flu is, it's kind of a dangerous thing. I mean, there was a time in history when people died from the flu. Now, today we've got a lot of medicines and things like that that, you know, kind of make it seem like, no big deal, I've just got the flu. If you said that 100 years ago, you'd be, I've got the flu and I'm going to die. What am I going to do? But let's talk about for a moment, people like my producer who ran out to wash his face and hands and take a shower because I just sneezed on him. This guy, he's a young guy. He's 23 years old and he recently had the flu and he's got this lingering cough and he comes to work and he's constantly. And I'm like, cover your mouth. What is the etiquette when it comes to this stuff for people? Because I'm going to have him listen when he gets back from his shower.
The etiquette is that, A, you definitely don't want to be going into work when you're sick. It's really important to be staying home, and we encourage companies to encourage their employees to stay home if they do have the flu or a cold. It's really important in helping to not spread these colds and flus around to each other. But it's also really important to cough or sneeze into your elbow, and it's one of the things the CDC recommends. That, and when you do use tissues, make sure that it's the one-and-done rule. Throw it out as soon as you've used it, and use hand sanitizer or wash with hot water and soap.
Let's go over to Dr. Bill Schaffner. Did I say the right thing, Dr. Schaffner? People used to die from the flu, just to catch you up on things here, or catch me up on things?
Well, Alan, they used to, and I'm afraid they still do. You know, flu comes to us each year, and it causes, on average, over 200,000 excess hospitalizations and up to about 30,000 additional deaths each year. So it's a bad
disease. Wow.
And it's late this year. You know, it started late. Flu is fickle. It started late, and it's still out there all around the country. So how do you know if you get flu, right? If you get, think flu facts, F-A-C-T-S. If you have fever, aches, chills, tiredness, and the onset is sudden, you're likely to have flu. Mm. And to your point, you know, you don't have to suffer with flu as much anymore. Call your healthcare provider very, very quickly because there's a prescribed medicine that can make you feel better faster and furthermore makes it less likely that you're going to spread it to other people, and nobody wants to be a spreader of flu.
Right. Well, I think you're right. We should tell our employees, you know, if you're sick, go home. If I find out you're faking, we'll have another conversation.
I like that follow-up on that.
You know what I'm saying? I have some young employees, and they're like, let's see. The snow is good. It's wintertime. I want to go snowboarding. I've got the flu. But anyway, that's another story. When it comes to etiquette with flu, other than coughing into your arm like that, and I've seen people do that, and I always thought, that's an interesting way of coughing. I've always said, cover your mouth with your hand. Well, at work, then you're kind of spreading that flu everywhere. But I mean, other than going home, what happens if you have a job And then we'll take a break here and come back with more, because I know there's a lot to talk about with flu and a late flu season. But just do me a favor, Lizzie, give me just a little bit of etiquette when you have to come to work and you're maybe just getting it or just getting over it, or you just can't afford not to be there and you got a mean boss like me. What should people do?
Then you really, really want to use the second of the CDC's take three approach, and that is preventative measures. So as the person who is sick, this is the one time where it is okay to say, hey, I don't want to shake your hand because I don't want to spread what I think I'm getting or what I've got to you. You want to be incredibly careful about what you touch and washing your hands frequently. Again, how you choose to cough makes a big difference about how this flu could spread throughout your office. So you're going to go into maybe not so much hazmat suit territory, but
right.
you do want to bring it to a level where you're doing the most that you can possibly do to control spreading those germs to other people. And again, our main suggestion is to stay home and go to your healthcare professional.
All right, hang tight. We're going to talk more about flu and what you can do and where you can find information right here on Popular Science Radio right after this. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Benetrends Financial, getting funding for the life of your business. Visit Benetrends.com. We'll be right back.